Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? Shaman C. Majors, Thursday. Got another great show for you. Got my man Bayron. I'm going to say it like that. It might be Baron, but I'm going to say Byron because it sounds better. Got that little French twist to it. But we're going to have a great show. I'm going to get political in the beginning. You know how we get down. Got my co-host, Ms. Copia Jackson, joining me today. And what else can I say? Thursday, we got our radio. They pop all wet. She means to me. We back.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Got in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Reports, new music, movies, awards, too. You never see nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who? What was it that I did? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admission. But it's what gives you this here's a fan's addiction. Listen, process is term to progress. We got that, we don't care who got next.
Hi, people. What's really good? G-Man C. Major. Look forward to another great show. Ms. Jackson, what's good?
Hey, what's good, C. Major? You know, I like that twist you put on his name, Baron. That sounds so
sexy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
that.
That sounds so different
right
from
there.
Baron, just Baron. Like, yeah, when you think Baron, yeah, but when you say Baron, it's like sexy.
Yeah, that's hot. I told you, I do this. definitely got a great show again tonight. We have Baron. Baron, like, it's not even it's Baron.
Yeah, Baron, Baron.
But whether he likes it or not, nah, let me stop messing with him. He's a poet, spoken word artist.
Yeah, definitely.
Turned electro, hip hop, rock lyricist, singer, songwriter, producer. The man does a lot. So if you don't know, make sure you get your popcorn ready because we're gonna have a good show.
Okay.
Before we do that, we're gonna get into him in a second. I'm gonna keep preaching this until November 4th, and I already told you that. If you haven't been out. If you still in your state can register to vote, because some states can register all the way up to election day. They can actually register at the polls. Please do so. You can log on right now, hiphoparway.com. Right-hand side, we teamed up with Rock the Vote. And you can register right on our site. Won't take you from the site. Nice little pop-up that Rock the Vote has provided for us. So make sure y'all do that. If you haven't registered to vote as of yet, because this is a big election, a lot of big things happening, so we want to make sure that everyone who can vote does go out and vote. And everyone, I've already talked about, I'm a Barack Obama supporter. For those of you who think it's over, if not, don't let them polls fool you. Please still go out. I don't care if it's raining, thunderstorming, snowing, sleeting, all that. We got to go out and make this thing happen. So wherever you're listening, make sure y'all do that.
And see, they say don't be fooled, though, and the reason why is because Barack Osama is Barack Obama. Do not be fooled, because I know some of the ballots, especially in New York, they put Barack Osama. That is Barack Obama. Don't let them trick you guys. So,
exactly.
You guys vote for Barack Obama. Well, I mean, not telling them who to vote for, but, I mean, y'all know.
Right. It's a scare tactic. And also, one thing, and then we're going to get into my man Baron. One thing is, for those of you who did get those ballots, do not cross it out. Because if you cross it out and change it, your vote is no longer valid. So just leave it as it is. Say whatever. Keep it moving. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to get into our guest. I said this in the beginning, but I'm going to say it again. He's a poet, spoken word artist, turned electro, hip-hop, rock lyricist, singer, songwriter, producer. Mr. Baron. What's good,
hey, what's
sir? How are you doing?
All right, what's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Good. I know I put a little twist on your name, but we wanted to make it, you know.
It's cool.
Make you sound more exotic. Yeah, because
Hello?
Sexy pics on your page, on your MySpace page.
Uh-huh.
Those photos you have are really sexy, exotic looking. I mean, wow. You got it going
on.
Thank you.
It's my My partner did that.
Okay.
Wasn't me.
That's what I talk about. I mean, because I seen it was actually the first thing listed on when I was reading your bio. It was talking about poet and spoken word artist. Talk about that real quick. How it affects your music.
Well, I started out as a spoken word artist and poet, and had been doing that for like about four or five years. And coming from that point and like has influenced my music because I love lyrics and I love writing and I love good lyrics. I love it when you hear it for the first time and it might mean something to one person, then mean something different to another person.
Mm-hmm.
So in the music, I wanted to like get you to dance, but also get you to think, which is something extra that we don't have too much in music today.
Yeah, because your music is, I mean, it's really intelligent. I mean, aside from being artistic and unique, it's intelligent, smart music. And, I mean, that is not easy, and that's something that we do lack in today's
mm-hmm.
music.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is it like to be in the studio with Beron, basically,
Beron.
With your intelligent, artistic, unique music?
It's crazy because especially putting this project together because I had my hands in like all aspects of it. So it was crazy. It was new because I was new to learning how to write songs. So it was like figuring out how the beat will make, how the music feels first and then writing lyrics that goes to the music. So that's like, I wanted to make a system where the beat and the lyrics were inseparable.
Yeah, so like ekphrastic style, ekphrastic writing like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's hot.
Does that make it more difficult when you're putting together a project because you want it to, you know, the cohesion to be as such? Does that make your project more difficult?
Well, it makes it more chaotic in my head because like because I was completely new to like making beats, so it's kind of like spending an hour looking for the right 808. Like I kind of understand
right.
what Kanye goes through when he's
right.
mixing this stuff. It's like mm-hmm. spending 15 minutes for the right snare that goes. It's a little chaotic. It's yeah. tough. I was like, I'm never gonna do this again. I'm just gonna buy beats from now on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, with you were talking about your music and your sound, I mean, I hear a lot of influences, like, from for Celebrity. I hear Annie Lennox's Sweet Dreams. I don't know
yeah.
if I'm right or if I'm wrong. And
well,
then
was,
for
–
okay.
Mm-hmm. So that was – what's the name? Corey Hart has a song called I Wear My Sunglasses at Night,
mm-hmm.
which has a very similar Annie Lennox beat to it. So it was a take from that song. But, yes, it had the Annie Lennox type feel to it, yeah.
Okay. And Not Done Yet, I mean, To the Moon, that reminds me of Princess When Doves Cry. And
yes.
then the final chord reminds me of, like, the avant-garde sound of, Art of Noise.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, what do you think kind of led or caused you to go in this direction with your music? Because, I mean, you hear those influences, but still it's very original and you're, like, making it your own.
Yeah, well, Well, because I have a vast collection of music on my iPod, and I love artists, so I love Prince. I love Prince, and he's like a great lyricist as well. Like, his lyrics are just amazing. And so with Prince, I was like, okay. Then I would listen to a lot of 80s music at the time when I was creating the album. And what else? There's a group called from England called Goldfrapp.
Oh yeah, Goldfrapp. I'm definitely familiar.
Are you familiar? Okay.
Okay.
And she's her voice and the instrumentation is just like amazing. So,
mm-hmm.
and MIA was like an inspiration to do because how she does with her beats is like it's infectious. So it's like
mm-hmm.
coming with this up in my head, and then also worked with a couple of other producers and asked them to put what they thought would might be interesting on the track.
Okay.
Right.
So,
you definitely talked about we got into the spoken word and how that started you into music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go before that Okay. And what really got you into the spoken word aspect of it? When did the creative juices, in other words, start flowing? Was it something at a young age you picked up, or as you grew, you knew you enjoyed that?
No, it was like the spoken word thing was completely by accident. It was completely like I used to write poetry, and my cousin, she knew I liked to write poetry, so we went to a open mic one night in downtown Newark, and I was like, and she put my name on the open mic list. I was like, but I had nothing, I didn't write anything, I wasn't prepared, so I scribbled something on a napkin and said, in a crazy way, said those lines, but I liked the vibe of the place, and I liked the vibe of it, and just kept going back, but I would have never put me as a spoken writer, or even where I am today, if you would ask me. Back as a young child, no. It wouldn't know. It would not have been the direction I would have went to. But, like, since then, since that time, I've gotten, like, since being a spoken word and seeing other artists and really have a love for music, kind of pushed me here.
Right.
That's why I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Being so unique with your sound, it's very difficult, obviously, to put you in a box.
Yeah.
Does that make it more difficult to get out there? Because when people try to categorize you, they're like, well, he's this, and this too. Or does it, you know what I mean? Does it separate you enough where you stand out? How does that balance work?
It's a double edge because I like the fact that it stands out. I like the fact that it's not a cookie cutter sound, because I'm not a cookie cutter type person. So, but yeah, it does, in a way, kind of hinder where to go next sometimes. Like, is this for the hip-hop crowd, or is it for the electro crowd, or is this for a rock crowd? And I think what's fun is I can play all of them, in a way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and that's really good that you did say that, because kind of quoting a publication, Deepa Soul from Out Music,
yes.
They actually said that your music inspires people to feel sexy, fabulous, glamorous, bold, submissive, and aggressive. I mean, that's a mouthful, really. I mean, how does that make you feel? Because basically they're saying that you have the whole package.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I'm thankful that she said that. I'm thankful that people are really, really taken to the album in a positive way, which is, I feel good about that. But I don't know, like, if it makes you feel sexy, it makes you feel sexy. I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't like I didn't purposely plan it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Let me ask you this, and this is always a question. Because you started off with the spoken word, and now you're obviously more into the music side of things, do you ever have that urge to go backwards? I've seen a lot of artists who they started off with one thing and then they jumped to something else, but then it's always that feeling inside them where they knew where they were meant to go and they go backwards. Have you ever had that urge to say, okay, I'm just going to be spoken word?
Last night I went to a poetry open mic, and I was just like, I didn't get on. I was just kind of just being around the environment, and I realized that at that particular point, like, I still have a love for it. I think I'm going to always be a poet.
Okay.
But I think now that the poems are different. So me going back to spoken word, I may hit an open mic every now and then when I feel the urge to, but I think where I'm going now is somewhere totally, totally different.
Okay.
As an artist.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, because, I mean, since you did kind of start off as spoken word artist, I mean, that's where your roots are. I mean,
yes.
Do you feel that people appreciate you more doing your spoken word work, or do you feel like there's a more, like, a better connection, really?
It's different because as a spoken word artist, it's just you and a mic, and, like, you really, really, and it's, like, I could say it's even new for me because I just released the album, so people are just getting used, or just getting known about this side of my art. So it's interesting for me because now I wonder, I think both sides, you still get me as an artist. It's just
yeah.
different. It's just different.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. This is you're on your sophomore album now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit the separation between the two albums. And what was your debut album called?
The debut album was called Trouble Man.
Okay.
And that was like that was a poet spoken word album to music.
Okay.
It had lots of music as well. The difference between the two is that Trouble Man was, I think it was Trouble Man was like, I was just angry. So I was just pissed off. So a lot of the stories, a lot of the, even like music-wise, is a lot darker. Where I think in Celebrity, I've matured a lot and kind of say, well, this is life, and let me enjoy it now. Type way,
yeah.
As a Celebrity goes. It's more upbeat. It's a little more inspiring in that way.
And I see the comparison, too, with the album being titled Celebrity. I mean, I see the comparison to the Celebrity Lifestyle because you know how the Celebrity Lifestyle can be superficial. And
yes.
then you have the club joints where you can just dance, and that's when the celebrities go out and party. And then you have the more intimate ones when you're all worried about a celebrity's relationship and stuff. And you can hear that in the Feel Like Fashion song, To the Moon, Free Yourself. So, I mean, tell us more about that. Like, what were your intentions when kind of naming and creating this album?
It's weird. Like, the name came first before I finished all the songs. Because I have this problem where I go through like a billion names for an album, so I said this album is gonna be Celebrity. So what I did subconsciously actually was pick different stories around my life and kind of play them into scenarios where you get feel like fashion is about like I like to dress up and I like to wearing clothes. I like looking nice, but then it's all about. But then it's more about knowing that, and also coming away with it's not who you are. Like I say, I get no satisfaction. Like it's not completely who I am. I'm more than that. And in Celebrity, it's about going through a difficult time in your life and to come out on the other side, overcoming it. So it's basic stories around life, but also about the listener coming through their particular moments in their life where it's dark and then moving to the other side.
Okay.
Wow.
This is what I want to do. I definitely have a few more questions for you. I want to get into your joint, Free Yourself. Before we get into it, though, tell us a little bit about this joint and the concept and where the vision come from, basically, for this song.
For Free Yourself?
Free yourself,
there's a couple of things that kind of inspired that piece. At that time, Jamaica was on my mind, and there was like lots of incidences of what's called gay bashing and like really brutal, like machete type things. And
right.
then there was also I got some statistics about black men in jail, and it was like, come on now, we have to kind of get rid of our self-oppressions, get rid of our judgments,
yeah.
get rid of all that stuff, and like just free yourself of all that stuff, and then we can begin to have some sort of community.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Well, let's do this. We're going to get into that joint right now. And then we're going to come back. We're going to ask you a few questions about the Velocity Magazine Awards.
Okay, great.
A couple questions about your acting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to even ask you some questions about your philanthropy, because I think that's always important, you know, people giving back. People, I think that's extremely important, especially in the day and time that we're in right now. So, without further
Thank
ado,
you.
This is Marone. We'll Free Yourself. We'll be back.
All right.
Talk about me.
What am I talking about?
me.
Come up with shoes, man.
Say it ain't no way. They should live that way. But I'm loving. Still climbing. I've been searching. Never finding. So many people want to talk about ways.
What am I talking about?
And about our ways. What I have to say. Free yourself.
Before you hurt somebody.
Free yourself. Free yourself.
Before you hurt somebody.
Free yourself.
Before you hurt yourself.
If somebody wanna go and mess with you.
Who you are, man? Who you are, man?
I'll do it for you. I had never sent a clip or went to war for you.
Not me.
But that's what I'll do. I'll do it for you. Cause you love me.
Love me.
And then we need to stop the time. If somebody wanna go and left for chill.
Who the mama? Who the mama?
It's what I'll do.
What?
I fuck them up for you, so free yourself.
Before you hurt somebody.
Free yourself. Free yourself.
Before you hurt somebody.
Free yourself.
Before you hurt yourself.
Go slow, don't you think you know about it, death row? Guess we keep it populated if you know. Then why you don't retaliate it? There we flow. In and out incarcerated, all slow. Don't you think we know about it? That's wrong. Guess we keep it populated if you know. Then why we don't retaliate it? There we flow. In and out incarcerated.
People, that was my man Baron with Free Yourself.
That was
real
hot. And that shows you, too, that, I mean, you can make a club joint, you know, a song for the club to dance to, and it doesn't have to be crazy with explicit lyrics. I mean, you actually said something, you said something positive. I mean, that should be, of course, like a precedent, you know, for how music should kind of start be made now.
I wish. I mean, I like some of the nonsense. I'm kidding. I like some of the nonsense stuff, but like, yeah, I wish there were more depth in music today.
Yeah.
Right. Well, definitely. On a more positive note, Velocity Magazine Awards. You've been nominated.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us, how did you feel? I always like to ask this question because I always get various, you know, responses. How did you feel when you found out you were nominated for an award?
Honestly, I was like, I didn't know how to take it because the project is so new.
Right.
And, it was so new. I submitted. I was like, okay, maybe. But then he was like, okay, you're nominated. I was like, wow.
Right.
Like, now I got to set my game up. That's what it was. Now I got to set my game up.
Right.
Mhm.
Right. I got you. Are you performing?
Yes, I will be performing at the show.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, give us a secret. We want the exclusive. What you got? What you got cooking for your performance?
Uh, I can't get.
Why is everybody so top secret?
Nobody wants to.
Nobody.
Nah, we can't. We can't. Nah.
So nobody wants to tell us nothing.
They won't tell you.
Okay,
nah.
We understand.
Good, yeah. Good. I'm amongst the many.
Jesus. No, it's all good. We don't do something
though.
Out of somebody.
It's an honor. It's an honor to do that, though.
Nah,
so it'll be fun.
That's a good look. I want to talk about your acting because that's
okay.
Another element to you. So tell us just, you know, real briefly, tell us a little bit about your acting and is it something you're looking to pursue to another level, basically?
Well, it's I've done some cameos in some independent films. One is called Finding Me. The other was called After Party Babies. And I've done some theater work.
Mm-hmm.
I had a one-person show that in 2004, and I've done some other stuff off Broadway as well. The acting thing, I like it. I do enjoy it because I guess it's something that I would like to consider more, to pursue more. Right now, more the focus is on the music, though, at this particular point. But the acting, yes, because it's fun to play a different character.
It's a free yourself opportunity because you can truly be someone that, you know, you're really not, or the situation can be what you want it to be.
Exactly.
So, I got you.
Yeah, actually, I think a film that you were featured in, I think it was nominated for Best Urban Feature Film Award.
Oh, yes, I played a crackhead. That was hilarious. That was
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it was funny. Had like a gun in my face. They threw me out of a house. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was called. I forgot. It was I mean, the name.
What goes around? What goes around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, Stanley. It was an amazing film. Like there was a lot of poets in that film, so it was good seeing a lot of my friends and stuff also be a part of it.
Okay, I mean that's definitely always a good look.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, though, I did say, and I want to make sure you get an opportunity to get into. Let's talk about your philanthropy work a little bit. And your direction and what's your goal with that.
Well, I've always had this belief that that we as human beings are more similar than how different we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always looking for organizations that support that. So I've done stuff with Women for Gender Equality,
mm-hmm.
where they asked me to come and perform at their rally. And I've done stuff like that. I've done stuff for GMHC, which is a center out here in New York City. Just kind of, and in that particular instance, I was more like hosting a poetry night, like on a weekly basis. Just so people could come in and express themselves, because you find like healing within that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm always looking for new things to get into where it's more, where it's not about segregation, it's more about everyone coming together.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Well, let me let you do this. I want to make sure. Definitely was a pleasure talking to you. Glad you.
It was a pleasure talking to you too. Thank you.
We're able to come on the show, but before we let you go, we gotta let you shout out your MySpace or your website where people can go and get your music.
Got you. My MySpace is www.myspace.com/Baron, B-A-R-O-N, artist. And you can hit me, you get my music from CD Baby or iTunes.
Sounds good. Well, once again, we'll be seeing you at the Philosophy Magazine Awards on November 15th.
All right, I can't wait.
Yeah, November 15th.
All right.
All right, people.
All right, you have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
All right.
All right, peace.
All right, Baron.
That was Maroon. Make sure you check out his music. Definitely doing good things and big things in the community. Really quick, we're going off live, but y'all can download this and hear the end of this if you're interested. Tomorrow is Howard Homecoming. We will be in full effect. I'll be on the yard for a little bit. Like I told you guys before, if you're a member of the website, I'm going to have something really special for you. If you come up to me and prove it, because I will have my list handy. So be on the lookout for us there all weekend, which is all over the place.
Y'all want to be there, make sure y'all get out there somehow, some way, because, I mean, it's going to be a big event. It's going to be a big thing. So.
Hopefully I remember the weekend by the time it's all said and done. I'm just being real. I'm just keeping it real, which I hopefully I remember. Because it's one of those weekends where you have certain hours you don't even know where they went, and I'm going to just leave it at that. I ain't going to put my business out on the street.
Okay.
Other than that, I mean, I'm good. Definitely, once again, shout out to my man Veteran. Another great guest on Monday. For those of you who don't know, we have an artist by the name of E. He is somebody I've known for years now. And put it like this, he has over 1 million MySpace hits. So you might want to make sure you tune in and listen, because we're going to figure out how he did that. You know, being an independent artist and going from no hits to a million hits, that's a pretty big deal. So make sure y'all tune in then. And like I said, how are homecoming this week? Full effect. Anything else you want to say, Ms. Jack?
Well, I do want to say that Dario Wonder, I am a fan. And I'm so sorry that I missed you on the show yesterday, but I would like to see you perform the show, your song, at the Velocity Magazine Awards, though, so that that way I'll make up for it. So, but Dario Wonder, I am a fan.
He's on that grown man business.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We talked about yesterday, so definitely he's on that. But other than that, I'm good, man. I'm out of here. It's the weekend for me. Yeah. Anything you want to get out of here?
Basically, we can just end it right. I mean, we got now, y'all.
We don't care who got next. Peace.